Right, have you seen the show on Channel 4, My Name is Earl? Have you ever seen that? It's a show where a guy called Earl tries to right all the wrong things he's done in his life.
You know the kind of guy who does nothing but bad things and then wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realized I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Earl.
And my name is Scott. Hello.
Is the photo still on online?
Yes, it is.
Of you trying to
look like Earl,
but yeah. Instead looking like you should be singing YMCA.
Me and him have a lot in common because, like him, bad karma has been going on in my life over the last few months. Can't actually remember any of the bad things that happened now. I think I got mice in my house.
You've had some terrible luck, haven't you?
Yeah. Now...
The gas company broke into my house.
Now, as well, my broadband is broken. It's not working.
No.
You are having no luck. Run of bad luck. A lot of it. So what we did is put a form on the website. If I have ever wronged you, then you could just fill it in and send it back to me. And we had an amazing response. Mm. So many people.
Huge response.
Said that I had done them wrong in the past. There was loads, wasn't there?
There were lots. For example, these are just some, because you didn't show us all of them, because you kept them to yourself and some of the emails. But these are the ones that I have managed to see. The woman in North Wales who said that you ran over her dog.
I didn't. That's not true.
But then you told another story that was more horrifying.
Yeah, it might have been her child that I ran over.
Yeah.
I just grazed it.
Bumped. Yeah, it. Him. Yes?
Yeah.
And then he was all right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl...
that was years ago.
I know, but there's lots to go on. The girl whose underwear you threw out of the window?
Yeah. I did do that.
Okay. The person you met at the Mika concert. The Mika Showcase.
I don't remember that.
No, but...
I do.
Yeah, two or three people are saying that story's true, even if you don't remember it. So they're just a few.
Yeah.
But the first person this morning is not any of those. Can you guess who this is?
Hello, Scott.
Is that Joe Wiley?
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Yeah, Joe. Scott, you're right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what's the worst thing that's happened to you as a result of Scott?
Do you know what? I can't even contemplate what the worst thing is.
I'll sit down for this bit because it might be a while.
Do you know, there have been so many things. I don't know where to begin. But can I start with the most recent, most current one that's pressing in my mind? It's actually made the national papers.
What's that then?
Well, you know, Scott has got this campaign of, just making my life hell, really, and just ruining it. And, you know, it actually impacts on my family, right. And my children, and all,
How?
What it's like. Because, right, you remember the airport thing, and the airplane and
Well,
all
we
that.
Got an airplane named after you, and an airport lounge in
Newquay. Airport lounge, that's the one, right, in Newquay. So, that was quite a long time ago. Mm. Imagine my surprise when, about a month ago, I began to get emails from people very, very angry. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am now officially the subject of hatred from eco-warriors around the world because I'm encouraging people to fly to Newquay and back again by having a lounge. A Newquay live lounge named after me at the airport there. And I'm not joking. They're all saying things like, obviously it's a very serious subject and stuff like that, but it's me that they hate and it's your fault.
It's only your name on it.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying that, how do I feel as a mother? The effect it's having on my children. Don't my children feel ashamed and embarrassed to have me as a mother because I've got an airport lounge named after me and I'm encouraging people to fly by plane and I'm a really bad mother.
It just escalated out of control, though, didn't it?
So because of you, what you're saying, Joe, is that you are being blamed for global warming.
Yeah, basically. Oh, you know, it's been really hot recently. It's my fault.
And if Al Gore had made that film before, got the airport lounge named after, you'd be a big... He'd have done that big demonstration and there'd have been a big slide of you along with the graph going up.
Again, nothing to do with me because it just... You did it. You sorted it all out. I had nothing to do with it at all. I disassociate myself entirely. But you made it happen, okay? So I'm not taking the blame. It's all you.
Do you feel as though you want to repent over this?
Well,
She's quite high up on my list.
So. Yeah. But the thing is, though,
I think so.
He only wants to repent because bad things might happen to him. I don't think he actually feels deep down
no,
bad.
No, it's entirely selfish. I'm very aware of that. Yeah. But if I can cause any pain to Scott's life, I will.
Right, okay. I do have a way in which this might work.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Let me give you these condoms, which I found on a different desk upstairs.
They're very large.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Yeah, they're not mine. Don't get carried away, either.
They're mine.
Oh, no, they're not.
And away the TV go. No, I'll give you these condoms.
Okay.
Then what you've got to do is you've got to go upstairs.
That's where my boss lives.
Laura's up there, actually, as it happens. And she's going to help you fill the condoms I've just given you. Stop it, Joe, honestly. This isn't meant to be filth, and you're just making it worse. Laura will help you fill the condoms I've given you, plus a few hundred more that she's got, with water.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That.
Oh, good.
Scott, you need to go outside Radio 1 and just lie down on the pavement.
Okay.
Okay.
What, and outside the building?
Yeah.
On the pavement?
On the pavement. You know, opposite where all the workmen are working.
Yeah. Is this going to be filmed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. It'll go on Vodcast, podcast, whatever else we stick everything
on. Zodcast.
Yeah. So Scott will be lying on the pavement. You've got hundreds of water-filled condoms, and I'll give you 1 minute to pelt him with as many of them as possible.
Brilliant. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel cleansed, quite okay. Literally.
Yeah, you'll have a combination of water and spermicide all over you.
Oh. So,
not for the first time. So, hey, there we go. So off the off the TV you go.
Off we go.
Okay.
Even though he's not here, I feel I should talk over this, just in case he can hear it, because this is the bit that he hates. It's A24 on Radio 1, Natasha Bedingfield. This is going to be so good. It's the first of many episodes of My Name is Scott. Joe Wiley's going to get her own back for just one of the many horrible things that he's done to her. Joe, where are you?
Okay, at the moment I'm perched outside a window. I'm kind of on the windowsill, and there's a cafe just opposite. Scott, if I look outside, hang on. Yeah, I can see Scott. Hi, Scott. I can see Scott laying on the pavement. He is indeed. There's a cafe just opposite. The funniest thing is that everybody's completely ignoring him. Nobody's looking at all. Oh, dear me.
Have you got a good shot? Are you going to be able to land these condoms on him quite easily?
I'm a bit worried, but I've got Laura ready to assist if I can't get any kind of shots in on him at all. I feel like Red Riding Hood, but of the wrongest kind. I've got a basket, and inside the basket are hundreds and hundreds of condoms that Laura and I have filled up with water. So it's kind of water, spermicide, and these condoms. It's like, very wrong.
Well, if you're Red Riding Hood, let's talk to Granny, who's lying down on
the wolf.
On the page. No, he's more a granny than a wolf, I think. Hello, Grandmother.
Hello, dear.
And what's it looking like from your perspective?
Well, I can just see the sky, and I can see to the right of me, the Radio 1 building, and Joe Wiley looking evil out of the side of it, from the first floor window.
Right, Joe, this is your first chance of revenge.
Okay.
And from Scott's point of view, this should help him get a bit of good luck back into his life.
Uh-huh.
That's the plan. When I say go, you have a minute to throw as many condoms filled with water as possible at Scott.
It will be an absolute pleasure. He's lying there at the moment in his blue T-shirt, his jeans, his little grey grubby socks, and he's got a condom protecting his microphone, which looks very, very wrong. You'll see this on the podcast.
Are you ready, Joe?
I'm so ready for this. This is Payback Time Part 1.
Your minute to condom water bomb Scott starts now.
Yay. Oh, no, I've got my...
Ah!
Right, no, I keep supplying me with these. Oh, I'm missing him.
No!
I'm a break! Tragedy.
All right, come on then.
I just got his crotch.
Right there!
Oh, this is the most flannel girl. Right, ready? Here you go. You ready for this, Scott? Nice. This is for every eco warrior, every email that I've received because of the new... Don't throw them back at me! Wrong. How long have I got?
You've got another 17 seconds.
Oh, I'm this on the face, right?
I'm really...
Oh! Nice one. Right, here we go. Right on the face. Nice. He's screaming like a girly.
Oh,
what a result. Oh, one final one. Hang on a sec.
What was that?
You're right.
Oh, it's cold.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio.
Okay, this is it. It's time for Celebrity Mousetrap Minefield.
I can't believe you. You just went, now this is your game, so you take charge of this. As if you're just washing your hands of it all. It was only my game for when you and Laura played it.
It's your
idea. You were the one that wanted Joe to play it.
Did you hear his laugh as well? Before he opened up his microphone, he went...
Okay, Laura, if you could apply the blindfold to Ms. Wiley.
So this is a plan. You need to be blindfolded, and then there's a whole load of mousetraps strewn across the studio, and you have to get from one end of the studio to the other, trying to avoid the mousetraps.
Joe is now wearing football socks and not the wellies.
And Joe, the last text that came in, the last text that came in wants to know he'll cover your show while you have to go to hospital.
Oh, well, that means we have to do 3 hours. Oh. Okay. Right, we are filming this, which will be on a video podcast free download at some point. Now, Joe Wiley will attempt to walk across the Radio 1 studio, which is booby-trapped with mouse traps.
Do I go now?
Yeah, go,
Joe. I might just run at it.
No, don't run.
What?
Well, you could run, I suppose.
No, don't run.
Go on, Joe.
What, you're doing well.
You're doing really well. God, this is really scary.
Oh, God.
It's like watching... It's like watching a ballet dance.
Oh my God! That is the biggest fluke ever. None of them went off.
Yes.
Oh, gutted. I'm gonna make it bend and break.